There's a minig Yisrael not to have basar v'yayin, not to have meat and wine during the 9 days. Where does this minhag come from? We don't find it anywhere in the Gemara about not eating meat during the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av. So really the Gemara, Midina Gemara, the only time we see not eating meat is on the Suda Hamafsekes. See, back in the day, we have a regular meal, and then we have a Suda Hamafsekes. We sit on the ground, egg with ashes, and we don't have Shnei Tavshil. We have a full meal beforehand, something like that's our minute. So really, Midina Gemara, Erev Tisha B'Av, you could eat meat. It's only a din in the Suda Hamafsekes. So the Gemara only talks about Suda Hamafsekes. Where does Shua Shechol Bo or the 9 days? So the Rambam brings up the issue of, he recognizes, the Mishnah says, Mishan Nechnas Av Amatem Besimcha. However, regarding Basar V'yayin, regarding meat, he says that the minig is from Shua Shechol Bo, from the week of Tisha B'Av. So if Tisha B'Av is on Thursday, starting Saturday night, Sunday, that is when the minig of not having meat and wine apply. And the minig Ashkenaz is, we say it begins Rosh Chodesh Av. And that's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishan Nichnas Av Amatim B'Simcha. And therefore that's our minig not to have Basar V'Yayin from Rosh Chodesh. The fact is, the sheet of the Chidah, because maybe you argue, like, what do you mean, what? Rosh Chodesh, so, but about Sudas Mitzvah. That it's like on Shabbos, we know we could have wine, and me, what about Rosh Chodesh? So our meaning is not to, but the Chidah writes that, yeah, Sudas Mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh, one can have meat, and it starts the day after Rosh Chodesh. So generally speaking, we don't rely on it. But B'Shas Adchak, what Malcolm have said, is what to talk about. If people, for whatever reason, you have to have meat. There's more to, there's what to discuss. You'll ask a Shaila if it comes up. So, that's the Midina Gemara, it's the Sudas Hamafsekes. The Rambam brings down Shua Shechobo. I think the Ramban already brings down the Minigar from Rosh Chodesh Av. What? So the Minig Ashkenaz, why don't we have meat starting from Rosh Chodesh Av? Like, what's it based on? So Pashtis, it's based on Simcha. Ein Simcha Wabasa V'Yayin, Mishen Nichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, and therefore there's no need to have wine. Not no need to, that's where the Minig is not to. And that's the opinion of the Kolbo. Aye, but some ask on the Kolbo, like, what do you mean it's out Simcha? So Rav Shechter always points out that an Avel is Mutta B'Basar V'Yayin. We know an Avel can't be Shor B'Simcha. There's no Avelus on Yontif. So an Avel, the old minig was that at the Sudas Havra, the first meal following the funeral, they had meat and wine. So what do you mean an Avel can't have meat and wine? An Onin, it's true, an Onin can't have Basar V'Yayin, but not an Avel, so therefore Rosh Chodesh, the Aruch HaShulchan says similar, that has nothing to do with Aveus, it's a din of Zeichu L'Churban. After Churban Bayis, they didn't want to have any more meat, wine, but the rabbi said, because it was brought in the Karban, what about then you wouldn't be able to have bread, cookies, water, Nusach HaMayin, etc., and therefore, it's a Gzeira, She'in HaTzibo Yecholun La'amor Bo, it was too much for the Tzibor. However, the 9 days, that perhaps some might think 9 days is too much also, Shua Shechol Bo, and therefore they took on a minig not to have Basar V'Yayin. So, and others point out, the Magen Avraham, that maybe Aveilus B'Fahesia is stronger than, I should say Aveilus Derabim. If it's national mourning, so maybe you have stricter halachas than personal mourning. Nevertheless, that is the minig. So unless we have a Sudas Mitzvah, on Shabbos one is permitted to eat, and you have a Sudas Mitzvah, and the minig today is many people make a Siyum. a Siyum Masechta in order to eat meat. In fact, where does it come up making a Siyum to avoid? Well, it's not avoiding eating meat, it's permission to eat. There's a minhag on Erev Pesach, Tainis Bechorim. So today the minhag is that they make a Siyum. Back in the days of the Nodeh B'Yehuda, they used to use a milah. He didn't like the minhag, a milah shelo bezman and pashtua. But we see throughout the generations, whatever the reason, it really wasn't a minhag that over a very short period, no one actually really accepted. There are very few people who actually fast on it because they hear a Siyum. So Rav Henkin has even a bigger chiddush. He says no one does it. I mean, I don't know what kind of minhag it was, but it's batel now. And therefore, he says, someone who can't make, obviously, lechatchila, you try to make a Siyum, why not? If you can't make it, you can give tzedakah for the pidyon of the tainis. And he says, because we don't do a Siyum on other tainis, because that's a real thing. I guess that's a discussion about Yud Zayin Tammuz, Asara B'Tevis, and Tzom Gedalia, Ratzu Matan, and Ratzu Einu Matan. It could be totally on, according to the Rambam and the Mechaber, maybe there's room to make a Siyum, because it is volunteering. But according to the Minhag Ashkenaz, we don't have a choice in the matter. The Minhag is Mechayev us, but it's only a Minhag that's Mechayev us, so I guess it's a much stronger Minhag than the Minhag at Tzom on Erev Pesach. So, in fact, so let's say 1 year you can't hear a Siyum. So what about a Torah Siddurim? It's a minhag tov. So that's what the Nodeh B'Yehuda points out. We only say you need a Torah Siddurim if you're gonna stop it completely. But if something happens by Krai B'Alma, you can't do a certain minhag tov. It's understood that under these situations you're not gonna keep it, and therefore you don't need a Torah Siddurim. So that's the famous Rav Henkin there, and therefore that's the minhag that we say during this first Sudas Mitzvah, Shabbos and Shabbos, we go ahead and have Basar V'Yayin. It's only a minhag and it's a real din. That's why the Chidah takes it to Sudas Rosh Chodesh, and we'll get into the next year. We'll talk about Havdalah, because Havdalah, presumably you make over wine. Kiddush is happening on Shabbos, but Havdalah happens when Shabbos is over. So do you argue Havdalah is a mitzvah and therefore falls under the category, or we'll discuss the different minhagim and what it's based on, what do you make Havdalah over during the 9 days?